Professor Peter Lynam, are you there, mate?
I am there, yes. How are you going?
How's it going? How's it going out there in the spirit realm?
Pretty interesting, I'd have to say.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. There's the material world I've got to deal with as well. I'm walking up Franklin Road at the moment.
Oh, wow. Is it light time yet on Franklin Road? Everyone's got their lights up? I see they've spruced the street up ready for everyone to come up there and take a photo in front of particular houses.
It's going to be fancy one day, but at the moment there's just a lot of bollards to avoid.
Okay. Another thing to avoid is insulting gods in certain countries.
Yes, you want to be exceedingly careful about what you say in a casual conversation.
You've got quite a story for us there. John and I have just been catching up on. I mean, this woman has had a bit of a rough time.
What an experience. So, Asia, I think her real name is Asia Marie Noreen, but she's generally called Bibi. For reasons I don't fully understand, but it's a kind of a euphemism or a popular name.
Right.
And in 2009, this illiterate Pakistani peasant, the only Christian family in this particular village. Remember, Pakistan is, 98% Islamic.
Okay.
She got into, as one does, I suppose, a bit of a fight during the grape harvest, where religious expletives began to be exchanged, and exactly what was said we will never know, but her neighbours alleged that she insulted Muhammad, insulted the Quran, and threatened, you know, all sorts of things against the good name of the Prophet.
We're assuming it was just sort of in retaliation or in sort of a back and forth about they were having a go at Jesus as well or something.
Peasant women's fights when they're illiterate, how would one possibly know what actually happened?
Mm.
But what did happen was that the testimony of the complainants was believed over her.
So that's crazy, right?
Yeah,
that
is.
That's crazy.
It is totally crazy when you've got three women and where, in fact, at issue is life and death.
Yeah. She's on death row for this, isn't she? For allegedly insulting.
And this
Muhammad.
Was 8 years ago. She's been on death row for 8 years. Is that correct?
Yes, for 8 years. That's
so
right.
So fucking hell, man. I just can't even.
And meanwhile, at least one of her lawyers has had to flee the country. The most recent lawyer, who's just put the case for that her sentence be revoked to the Supreme Court, he got the successful sentence and he immediately jumped on a plane to flee Pakistan.
I assume it's hard to even get a lawyer in the first place, given the 98%.
These are serious, serious issues. And so finally, after 8 years, the court ruled that the evidence was inadmissible, that it was simply hearsay evidence.
Right,
And so you would think, so she's been set free. No, she hasn't been set free.
Oh, man.
On Friday, not only did they decide they couldn't afford to set her free, but they took away her right to get a passport back so she could change countries.
Oh, shit.
And this is a deal with one of the strongly Islamic political parties. And they've agreed not to oppose the decision of the Supreme Court to revoke the sentence on condition that she's punished anyway by not being allowed to leave the country.
It's kind of sour grapes, right? Do you think it'd be easier for her if she was just like, oh, do you know what? You're right, I'm Muslim, it's meant. She'd probably get off a lot, like, you know, they'd just get over it, right? But because she's not, and that's not her belief, which is totally fucking totally fine.
Yeah. So they've got to punish her and track her down because you can't get away with it because it impugns the righteous status of Pakistan. So this is an appalling, appalling story.
Yeah.
And the fact that it probably hasn't helped that there's been quite a campaign in various parts of the world for her cause. I see the BBC, for example, you know, has done a lot on the case. But of course, all this just feeds into a Pakistani obsession that their country is on trial during this event, and therefore, my country, right or wrong, we must not let her get off scot-free.
Right.
Of course, the whole issue of religious freedom and of the right to hold a different opinion than the majority is one that we just keep coming back to, because actually, probably religious intolerance is increasing rather than decreasing at the moment, I'd say.
Is that right? Like on a global
On a global scale. But I mean, I think you could argue that that's the case in Western countries as well, where in Western countries, nervousness about protecting a status quo where Islam is not insulted because there's too big a consequences have led an effect for a kind of special protection in most countries to Islam. And then when people like the Charlie Hebdo or the Danish people try to assert that there should be that religious liberty has got to allow insulting religion, then what in fact happens? I mean, New Zealand took the position that the Danish cartoons were not allowed to be shown in New Zealand.
Right.
And it's a tricky area, but it ought, whatever you agree should be applied evenly to all religions. And that's the critical point, and it's not being.
Yeah, that's that would be fair. So where to for BB now? What's the situation as it stands?
Well, I think the first thing is BB has to be released from prison.
I understand that. So, but what are their plans for her? Is it, you know, they're just cooking up some kind of tweak?
She will be killed in some casual mob rampage.
Oh right,
the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh shit! You think the government has just racked up the public enough to the point where it's actually social justice will be the situation for them, kind of thing?
That's right. Yeah. I think so.
That's terrible.
Well, I guess the reverse of social justice.
I mean, fucking mob mentality, we should say.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the breakdown of a system, if ever I've heard one, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's such a fucking bummer.
I mean, the only other option is that the government relents on this appalling decision that she's not allowed to leave the country.
Is it a chance that, like, outside countries go, hey, yo, this is, embarrassing humanity a little bit, can you sort your crap out?
I would think that the British government, for one, will be making representations on this.
Okay.
But, see, for a government at the moment, it'd probably be prepared to do that in a month or two's time, but it's a very critical month or two. For Pakistani woman. Well, the safest place may be in prison, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say, even if it all ends up okay for her, you were saying she can't even leave. I mean, that's like, you're in your own country in a prison of sorts if you can't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Heavy stuff,
it
I'm
is,
afraid.
It really is. No, that's fine. That's what we're here for, and we appreciate it. So let's I guess, do it again in a sorts next week, Peter.
We look forward to that. All right. Very good.
See you later, mate.
Bye.